Voice Coaches Radio. Everything voiceover.
Here we are, brand new month, and maybe a brand new you as we're going through the summer. I know this is a month, too, where you've got a lot of kids, depending on where you are, going back to school. Though, can I tell you, like, the back-to-school stuff was out so early this year. Like, the moment July hit, all the stores just decided, we're going to switch things over. And it wasn't just back-to-school. It was Halloween. It was like Thanksgiving and like fall stuff. I even saw Christmas stuff out. I was like, excuse me. I am pretty sure like just a week ago, we were celebrating summer starting. So can you not butt Santa in here? I know Christmas in July, you know, but stop it. I am not here for that at all. but I guess, you know, it happens. And I can't stop Walmart or Hobby Lobby or, you know, Michaels or any of them from going and putting out seasonal stuff. But man, if you're going to do that, could you at least mark down the summer stuff so I could get like a patio umbrella less than $50? Because I don't want to spend that. Are you crazy? You know, here we are. So hopefully, you know, as we begin a brand new month here in August, you know, you're ready and raring to go. I mentioned it's back to school month for so many, and it could be like back to educating month for you. And we've been talking about, you know, how you want to educate yourself and everything for episode after episode after episode. That's what this is about, right? I mean, we're educating on voiceover. And, you know, if you are in the midst of like maybe you've been doing it kind of on your own and you're not feeling like you're heading in the right direction, you want somebody that knows what they're talking about to bounce off of. I mean, you can always email me, marissa@voicecoaches.com. I'll gladly, you know, look through emails and answer questions and those kind of things. But, you know, there's always workshops that you can take with us as well. So may I suggest heading over to voicecoaches.com and seeing what's coming up, because we usually have something at least a couple days a week where you can go ahead, hop on a web session, you know, on a nighttime little after work kind of deal, and just go ahead and learn more and see where it can take you. You know, we're kind of opening a door a little bit. So voicecoaches.com. But, you know, every once in a while, I find somebody that's like me every once in a while. You know, I brought up in an episode or two ago how, like, you know, it's like my dyslexia can get in the way, right? And, like, I can overthink and I can get in my own way. And it's the moment that I start to feel a little bit uncomfortable. Like, maybe you're making me do something that I don't typically do. And I don't really know what I'm doing or what I'm saying or where this project is going. And like all of a sudden, words don't come out of my mouth right. It's inevitable. And I watch it happen so many times over and over and over and over again for students. And here's what I'll tell you is it happens for everybody. We are all chronic overthinkers. And I don't know if that was always the case as the human race, but we very much are now. I feel like all of us overthink. All of us have anxiety. All of us, you know, have some panic at times or mood swings. You know, there's a lot of different mental health stuff that either was just brushed off back in the day or like labeled something else. But we're very like aware of it now, which is a good and a bad thing, maybe. I don't know. But it definitely is a good thing because we can at least understand in the moment, like, okay, I'm acting this way because X, Y, and Z. It's helpful. But the overthinking is where we can definitely be our own problem. And, you know, that was me a couple weeks ago. And in the moment, like, I was able to kind of work my way through it. It's me talking in my own head to myself of like, well, you knock it off. You know, you're good at your job. Just try to remember what they said a second ago so you can repeat it. And work in your way, right? Sometimes you need to just do you and work how you're going to work best to get something done. And that's kind of what I had to do in the video session that I had. I'm like, no, don't stop the camera. Like, just keep it going. Like, you're going to have some stupid outtakes, and I'm sorry. But, like, let me just get through it. Because, like, you know, I don't want to lose my momentum or forget what I was going to say if it's fresh in my head. If you stop, uh-oh. You know, sometimes that's good for people. Because, like, some people, you need to stop, regroup, start again. I'm not that person. And I know that about myself. That's why it is good to be able to read how you work best. Here's the thing. I had a student recently. And like I said, every student overthinks. And I had not had this gentleman before, and I'm not going to call him out by name, but he will definitely know who it is if he hears this. But I had read some notes, and I'm like, okay, I know kind of what I'm getting myself into a little bit. He talks things out a lot, and, class might go over a little bit, and, he's probably going to have some overthinking going on. Everybody does, but I didn't realize just how much overthinking was going to happen. And it was literally from the moment we talked to introduce ourselves. And, this was going to be a session of picking out scripts. And it was a session of picking out scripts. I don't want you to think that we didn't get through what we needed to. But before I could even ask any questions about what kind of demo he wanted to make and how he felt about going through scripts and, where he sees himself focused on that narrative side, if that's what he's choosing. And, he just immediately went into a script that he was practicing and what kind of problems he was having with it. And then, without me even being able to say anything, starts reading the script and wanted feedback immediately. And, I had to make him just kind of, hey, slow down for a second. When he asked me my opinion, I said, well, I'm going to tell you right now, first and foremost, we've been talking not even 5 minutes. And I can tell you, you are getting in your own head and in your own way. You are an incredible overthinker. And just had to explain, hey, we all are. We are. But you're having it real bad right now. Like, real bad. And I want you to just pull back. Because what happens sometimes is we either have no education on something or we have a lot of education on it. And we put too much thought into things because of either side. In his case, he had had a lot of education. And he was trying to put it all into play. And that was causing a problem because now the thought process is like a hamster in a wheel. And that hamster is stuck and it's just trying to get to its location, but there's nowhere to go because it's just going in circles and going faster and faster and faster. And, it's causing him to not even be able to get through two sentences without getting frustrated with himself. And, going back to that video project, that was me. I'd get through 2, 3, 4 sentences. I'd be like halfway through and I'd get frustrated because I'd almost forget what I was going to say or I'd stumble over something or I knew I missed something that I should have hit and I wasn't quite sure how to get back to it because I wasn't really following a script. So in his case, what I had to have him do was take a breath and I wanted him to just literally go back to some serious basics. I was like, do me a favor. All right, I want you to not think about anything that we were just talking about and all those questions that you just asked me. I want you to take that piece, and I want you to remember that you're just talking to your buddy, all right? We're on a travel piece here, all right? Well, you've got a buddy who wants to go on vacation. He's retired now. He's not quite sure where to go, and you're like, hold my beer. Let me tell you about this place. This place is great. You're talking to your buddy. Just give me a nice, big, friendly smile and talk to your buddy. I don't want you to think about a damn thing otherwise, other than what's feeling good to you in this moment. He read that script again, and he got through the script. He got through, not just through the script, he actually read it really well. And I was like, nobody's told you that before, huh? To just, stop for a second. Stop thinking about any of the education and just do two tiny basic things. Smile. Talk to your buddy. And just roll with it. And all of a sudden, it's like you don't stop thinking, right? But you are going to kind of just let it go a little bit. The thought process is there, but it's not as wild and crazy as that hamster on the wheel. So it allows you to start to just relax a little bit, be a little bit more natural. And anytime in that class, I found that happening. I was like, yo, hold up, smile, talk to your buddy, do it again. And we were able to pick out some really good scripts. And I'm so pumped for him because if he just goes and he practices that way and he listens back to himself and he hears that difference, he's going to be so golden come demo day. It's good to have the education. It's good to think about things, especially after the fact, if you're listening back, it's like, all right, what choices did I make? All right, I did this. Was that a good choice? Could I have made a better choice based on what I know? like, yeah, you want to have the education so you can keep, you know, kind of taking those steps forward. But if it's making you take too many steps forward and you're just now running in place, we're not making progress. We're hindering what could be. So get out of your own head. Get out of your own way for a moment. You know, I have to do it every once in a while, too, because we're human. It happens. But do what's going to work best for you. And sometimes it's a matter of getting in front of the right person who can set you straight, like this guy needed me. But sometimes you need to just understand yourself a little bit more, too, and what's going to help you best. So we got a brand new episode coming your way next week as we continue to dive into this technically like final month of summer. So hopefully you're enjoying yourself and enjoying some downtime as you are continuing to build here in VoiceOver. New episode coming your way next week. Stay safe, everybody.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more VoiceOver news and information.